Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Friday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have music one last time from our artist of the week, Beyonce. And in today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday, Conversations Live, the radio show, celebrated its 100th guest of 2024, Rachel Yucatel. She joined me to talk about the success of her podcast, Misunderstood, and what's been like for her to shine a light on others. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In Mississippi news, historic Mississippi Museum burned to the ground, says WLBT. A historic building in Mississippi is no longer standing after it caught fire. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, a Delta Electric Service technician was dispatched to the Mississippi John Hurt Museum on County Road in Teco area of the county in the early morning hours on Wednesday. Upon arrival, the museum was discovered fully engulfed in flames. The Sheriff's Office and the Volunteer Fire Department in Carroll County immediately responded to the scene. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation, and the Mississippi State Fire Marshal's Office all responded to the scene, as well as are working with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department on the investigation. No foul play is suspected at this time. It's always a sad thing to lose a site of historical significance to our county and state, Carroll County Sheriff Clint Walker said. I know this museum was important to the Hurt family as well. I appreciate the rapid response of state and federal agencies to work alongside us as we complete our investigation. In national news, Freedom Caucus pushes Speaker Johnson for full-year CR in absence of policy concessions. The House Freedom Caucus pushed Speaker Mike Johnson to put forward a year-long stopgap funding bill, which would trigger automatic cuts to government spending if he can't win concessions on controversial conservative policy riders. In a letter to Johnson on Wednesday, the hardline conservative caucus also asked for an update regarding spending talks with Democrats ahead of a March 1st deadline to prevent a partial government shutdown. With the expiration of government funding rapidly approaching, negotiations continue behind closed doors, and as a result, we anticipate text for likely omnibus legislation that we fear will be released at the latest moment before being rushed to the floor for a vote, the caucus stated in the letter. House Republicans should not be left in the dark on the status of the spending levels and hard-fought policy provisions. Johnson has faced pressure from his right flank to hold the line for lower spending in ongoing bipartisan talks and to push for a laundry list of policy riders related to issues like diversity initiatives, border issues, and other GOP priorities. Included in a list of provisions outlined in the letter are measures that would reduce Homeland Security Secretary's salary, target the Pentagon's travel policy, and defund Planned Parenthood, as well as other items taking aim at some of the Biden administration's actions on student loans and funding for what is described as new massive Pentagon-sized headquarters for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In more national news, Wendy Williams' family confirms she wants to return to TV at the treatment program, whatever makes her happy, they say. Williams and her family had opened up to People for this week's cover story ahead of the premiere of her Lifetime docuseries, Where is Wendy Williams? Wendy Williams' loved ones are shedding new light on her story and her next steps in Hollywood, says People magazine. The former talk show host's niece appeared on Good Morning America Thursday ahead of this weekend's premiere of Where is Wendy Williams, Lifetime's new documentary filmed between August 2022 and April 2023. I said I wasn't going to cry because I feel like I've cried enough over the last year and a half, the niece told Deborah Roberts. But what people are going to see is a broken woman who has had the world on her shoulders for so long and just cracked. While speaking about Williams' conservatorship, alcohol use, and cognitive functioning, the niece confirmed her aunt is still keen on returning to the screen. Currently in a treatment center at a location unknown to her family, Williams has her sights on continuing her legacy television career. I know in talking with her, she does hope to resume a career, the niece said. And my hope to her is that she does whatever she wants to do that makes her happy and that stays in the bounds of keeping her healthy. In more national news, Texas school legally punished black student over hairstyle, judge says. A black high school student's month-long punishment by his Texas school district for refusing to change his hairstyle does not violate a new state law that prohibits race-based hair discrimination, a judge ruled on Thursday. Daryl George, 18, has not been in his regular Houston area high school classes since August 31st because the district says the length of his hair violates his dress code. The district filed a lawsuit arguing George's long hair, which he wears in tied and twisted locks on top of his head, violates his policies because it would fall below his shirt collar, eyebrows, or earlobes when let down. The district said other students with locks comply with the link policy. And finally, in business news, rally set off on Wall Street on Thursday, says the Associated Press. The S&P 500 rose 2% in afternoon trading on Thursday. The big gain put the benchmark index on track for another record high while pushing it higher for the week after two lackluster days. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Don't waste a single moment of this day on anything that isn't going to offer you the return you deserve. The investment you make today will surely pay off to you in time. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Beyonce has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's her new single, Texas Hold'em, one last time, right here on Conversation Daily News.
This ain't Texas. Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
Tornado
in my city.
In my city.
It's the basement.
It's the basement.
That ain't pretty.
Pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
Rugged whiskey.
We surviving.
We surviving.
Red cup kisses. Sweet redemption. Passing time, yeah. Ooh. One step to the right. We headed to the dive bar.
Sugar and liquor on me too. truth.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Rachel Yuskatel in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daddy News. For Conversation Daddy News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Rachel Yuskatel joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her success and her podcast, Misunderstood. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Rachel, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I was saying to you before we went live here, I had a chance to be able to do a deep dive into your podcast. So congratulations on the success of Misunderstood. Let's kind of begin there, Rachel. What has it been like for you to have created this platform, this safe space is how I kind of look at it after being able to watch some of the episodes and to see the way that people are responding to it?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I went through. Listen, my podcast is about people who have been reduced to a single headline and they're on a mission to change their narrative. And if it's not about a specific person, I like to talk about subjects that need to be reconsidered, in my opinion. So I've had politicians, athletes, actors, sometimes reality stars, activists, so all sorts of people. And when I first started my podcast, I think people thought I was just going to be interviewing people who had been through a scandal. But it's not that. I think feeling misunderstood is a universal theme, and I think everybody should have the chance to have a platform to tell their side of the story, you know, because I think it is important to shed light on the stories of those who have been wrongfully portrayed and explore the complexities of the human experience, why we do things, why we turn in different directions, and then celebrate the power of second chances. So that's why I started it, and I've been loving doing it. I every single guest I have on my show, I handpick, I research them, I stalk them kind of until they say yes. You know, I don't go through a booker. I really go to the heart of who I think is important to get to. And for the most part, when I tell them, you know, what the platform is, they always say yes. So I'm really excited about that.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of the Conversations Daily News. Glad to get on Mondays more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daddy News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.